I tell you how I led my research.
Yeah.
My research, I started to, well, I created, I was, one of the good things of Segovia is that he was very ingenuous, in the good way, in the good sense of the way. You know, he said, I don't know if ingenuous is a good translation in English. He, for instance, he said, well, if you want something, ask for it. And he was so simple as that. And he has been very, well, what I learned from him, maybe it's not true, but what I have is that he wanted to have a good laboratory, and then he asked for it, and then an American thing, money came, and then he bought a teaching laboratory that was in electronic, that was among the best in Spain, and that was even famous in HP, in Hewlett-Packard. It was even famous because it was one of the first big orders this company had. Well, really, I don't know, but for HP, it was a big order, you know,
mm-hmm.
With a lot of the first signal
generators
and things like that,
uh-huh.
and oscillators, and signal analyzer. But the signal generators and the oscillators were one in each bench of 30 or something like that. Everything by 30.
Uh-huh.
So this was, I learned that the way was asking, you know. So I asked, and I asked with his support, and then I installed here a laboratory of semiconductors in the early 70s that was the first able to make integrated circuits in Spain in laboratories. There were a company that has buy technology from National Semiconductors,
mm-hmm.
that was Peer, that already had some capacity. But we did our first integrated circuit in 1974 or something like that.
Mm.
And also I got enough money as to hire 10 people or so, so that we form a real team, you know.
Mm.
Many of them are today professors here in the school or in other parts, and some of them are still with me. Two of them are still with me.